one is choices within limits. And I'm actually not tonight going to do the favorite activity that all the grads and M&Ms and all of that fun stuff. I'm going to save that for those of you that do the class. Most fun. Instead, so we can get to some of the questions, here's what happens in a power struggle. You've all been in a power struggle, right? Okay, go clean your room. I said go clean your room. I don't want to. Go clean your room now. You can't make me. Oh yeah? Right? Who's the parent here? I'm bigger than you. Right? So where are we going? We're going around and around in circles. And don't you know when you're in a power struggle, don't you feel like you're just going in circles? You can tell you're not getting anywhere. And then we feel like we're between a rock and a hard place. I either have to give in. We don't want to do that, right? What happens if we give in? They know it worked. They know to push you that far the next time. Or I have to really dig in my heels and say, that's it. I'm the parent. Do it because I said so. All of those things that then you go, I just sounded like my mother or father, right? You get, those aren't the only two options you have. Now, if you take that approach, you really dig in your heels and you say, you do it or else, what will happen? You might win the battle, right? What's going to happen later? Watch out. Watch out. They're just going to wait. Your kids are good at that, aren't they? You just wait. I'm going to wait. There will be one of those times. I'll make sure if I lost this one, I'm going to win another one later. So you don't want to go down that road. But instead, a lot of times parents don't realize that there's something in the middle. If you had to pick between those two, most parents are going to do what? Dig in their heels and say, I'm the parent, right? But there's a whole other alternative. The other alternative is to stand firm in what's important to you as a parent, but then offer choices within that limit. There are 7 different parent issues that really are your bottom line. Safety, health, grads, tell me the rest of them.
Appropriateness. Rights or rules.
And what are these called?
Sharp RV.
These are called sharp RV issues. These are the issues that all parents have. If your kid says, can I play in the middle of Main Street, anybody going to negotiate that? Absolutely not. There's no question, right? No debate, no negotiating. Bottom line is, that's just not safe. I understand you don't like that. You can try to throw a tantrum. I'm not going to give in, right? Because that's safety. Can I have pop for breakfast with pancakes and cake? Right? You're going to say, that's not healthy. Right? Lots of behaviors fall under their inappropriate rights. Sometimes, would it violate your rights to have to clean up after your children all day long if they didn't clean up after themselves? Be a short order cook, make a special meal just for them instead of them eating what the rest of the family, you offer the rest of the family? That would violate your rights. Property, jumping on the furniture, throwing toys, right? All that would fit. Rules and values. Those are two that are up to you. That's why it's sharp RV. Because rules and values are unique to each family. I'm not going to tell you what rules to set for your kids, and I'm not going to tell you what values to have. That's totally your choice. They are your kids. They're your family. Those are for you to choose. What I will tell you is, if you're going to have a rule, how to set it, how to enforce it, how to state it, and hopefully it's within the balance zone. I've known some families that one of their values is to be able to swindle anybody, and so they might teach their kids to lie, to be able to get the happy meal, even when they, you know, I'm really excited because we were able to get our kids into the carnival. We got them to pass for such and such an age, or we got them on this ride. Okay, now I wouldn't encourage that kind of a value. Of course, it's their choice, and they will experience the outcomes of their choices. Okay, so it's up to them. So all I do is I simply tell folks how to set rules, how to communicate values. If I have a concern, I'll simply present for someone different alternatives, and I'll let them choose. Again, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids. I'm just going to give you the options. It's up to you whether or not you choose to use them. So those are your sharp RV issues. So what you do with choices within limits is you get to, those are what I call your bottom line. Once you're at your bottom line, then you can offer children choices within that bottom line. Their choices are usually for when they can do it or how they can do it. Now, let's do a little test. Brad, you're not allowed to answer this. If I say, what's your name?
Stefan.
Okay, Stefan is 7 years old, and I say, you have to take a bath at 7 o'clock with bubbles, four toys, for 20 minutes. How many different, if he wanted to, how many different power circles could we get into? And almost everything I said he could try to negotiate, right? What's my bottom line? He needs to take a bath. Okay, if I say, Stefan, you need to take a bath, and he says, why can't I take a shower? If I'm a reasonable parent, what am I going to say?
Sure.
Okay, because he still gets clean. So let me ask you, what's your bottom line? That he gets clean. If I say bottom line is you need to get clean, now what choices does he have? Bath or shower, bubbles or no bubbles, okay? A lot of times, how many of you already try to give your kids choices? And how many of you find that you still keep negotiating? Like they keep you engaged in the negotiation. What we often are doing, or how many of you argue, are you going to take a bath? No, don't take a bath. I'll put you in that bathtub. We're not arguing about the bottom line. We're arguing about the choice. Don't argue about the choice. Just get to your bottom line and stand firm. Bottom line is you need to get clean. Do you want this or do you want that? And then you move them every step along the way. Especially if you have one of those kids that every step along the way, they try to fight you. Now, not everything is a choice. Not everything has a choice. There are those things in life, do you not agree, that you don't have a choice about? Right? Okay, so you might have to do your homework because the teacher tells you to. What do you have a choice about?
When you do it.
How you do it. Where.
What snack you eat while you do it.
Maybe what room. Some people, and research actually doesn't show one way or the other. There are actually some people, children, who do okay with music on, some that are not. TV doesn't have the same outcome results. We don't get the same statistics on that one. So TV is flat out distracting usually. So that could be an option for them. Okay? So not everything has to have a choice, but ultimately there really is a choice in everything. Even if it's, if you have to do something you don't want to do, if nothing else, what do you have a choice about? Your attitude, right? You can go about it, and don't you know people like this? Or don't you know people who, if they have to do something they don't want to do, they, let me say this in a way that's all G-rated, they complain and moan about it, right? And then there's other people that go, oh, well, okay, it is what it is, right? If I'm going to do it, I'll do it with a smile. Whose choice was that? Nobody made that choice for them. You all made a choice to come here tonight. You had a lot of other options, didn't you? Right? You had other options for what you could do. There are people who signed up and they chose not to come. How many of you ran into some kind of a last minute thing and you really had to make an effort to get here? Yeah, almost all of you did. And you made a choice. So we always have a choice. What we want to get to is the bottom line, stand firm, and then shift the focus to the choices. In the book and in the class, there's a little bit more about this in terms of personality traits. You're a negotiator, your kids who can't decide. But I would actually like to keep on this and take it one step further. One step further. And that is, so, do you feel comfortable knowing how to do choices within limits? Yes.
So last night, my son, who just turned 3, didn't want to go to bed. And it was like clearly bedtime. He'd had a bath, he was in his pajamas, my husband's like, put him in bed. And, you know, so I want mommy's bed, you know, okay, well, how about if mommy goes and lays in bed with you? No, I want mommy's bed. My husband's like, put him to bed. And I'm like, okay, well, how about if he comes with us for 5 minutes and cuddles and then goes to bed? So it's just delaying this whole inevitable, you know, like I try to give him a choice, like, you coming by with us and cuddle for a few minutes, and then I'll put you to bed. But then that seems to just make it worse, and either way, he's upset. And then this morning, school starts at 9, and it's like 8:15, and he's still in bed sleeping because he wouldn't go to bed. So how in that case do you give a choice? I mean, I try to give a choice. My husband's way on the other end,
right,
and it just doesn't seem to do any good.
Right. So sometimes you can get stuck in choices by staying at the same level of choices, which is actually where I'm going next.
Okay.
Okay? And those of you who are grads are thinking, Pastor formula, right? So, and we're going to move up a step in the Pastor formula right now.